Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week, we've got William Miller.
How you doing, Blake Buck?
I'm doing good. In a bizarre twist of the fates, Justin Fick, nowhere to be found. William Miller, here, yet slightly intoxicated.
Now listen, Blake Buck, I listened to that show you guys did without me the last week.
It was one of the best shows I think we've ever done.
I think you're right.
I think you're like the mud that slows down this show.
I'm just not going to talk the rest of the show. Well, listen, I want to talk about Justin Fick in just as disparaging a way as you talked about me on that show that you guys did.
Well, good luck, because it's easy to make fun of you.
It really is. I don't know why.
Anyway, this is your best damn podcast ever for Wednesday, June 1st, 2011. He'll edit that, and then it'll sound like I'm smart.
All you guys listening on the live show.
Shut up!
This is behind the curtain, you guys.
And speaking of which, we should probably mention that we're testing out a live show format. So, you know, you guys in the forum keep whining about it. So we got TK and some folks helping us out with the live show. We'll see how it goes, and maybe next week or something we'll make an official announcement on when a first live show might be. Anyway, let's go over the news really quick. William Miller, what you got for us?
All right, Blake Buck, I got three news stories for you today. The first news story I got, I mean, this is kind of a no-brainer. PlayStation 4 under development, says Sony. Well,
ooh,
duh. We've been hearing things coming out of the Sony camp about PlayStation 4 for a little while, how it's going to be more developer-friendly. It's going to, you know, maybe integrate with the next-generation portable and all that mess. But I guess we could take the opportunity to speculate a little bit on the next generation of hardware. Blake Buck, what do you think is going to be in there? What's the next quadruple going to be?
I can only hope that there's going to be a screen on the controller, because that's the future of gaming, clearly. I want screens on my clothes. I want to wear the screen. I don't know how that works.
You know, I've already voiced many times my view of the future of gaming, and it's teledildonics. I think whichever one of these companies decides to put that in their hardware first is going to win.
You know, I don't see anything revolutionary happening. What a cynical thing. I don't see anything big happening ever, but I don't see any huge leaps happening in this current console generation. Maybe marginal leaps, but what is the next future of gaming to you, William Miller? Is 3D going to take off and we're going to see everything in 3D, or what's sort of the next big leap?
I think we'll see some 3D stuff in the future. I really think the next big leap, though, is going to be sort of a democratization of technology, of game development technology. So, like, the PlayStation 3 was notoriously difficult to develop for, and it's gotten better. But I think the PlayStation 4 is going to be focused on ease of use from the developer's perspective. So, like, I can get this thing in my hands. I have six guys. I can make a game for the PlayStation 4. Not necessarily the case with the PlayStation 3. I mean, Xbox has already always been really strong on that. Like, their development pipeline has been very good. It's been easy to do. You build it in studio, it runs. Like, I think we're going to see a little bit more refinement on that end of things. Also, I'm not really sure if they're going to build on the cell technology that they had in the PlayStation 3. I mean, you had a lot of cores, and it was really cool when you're a scientist, but when you're a game developer and you have to write your game for both Xbox and PS3, it's a little more difficult when the architecture is just radically different across the two platforms. So maybe we'll see a little bit of convergence in terms of how they're constructed.
I don't know. I see that certainly happening, but I don't see that. I mean, okay, what you're basically saying is the indie market is going to grow. I mean, that's an obvious to me, but what I'm saying is, like, I don't know, what is the next big leap? Because these are, okay, DLC, these are all simple things. How are games going to fundamentally change? Like, imagine the leap from 2D to 3D. Sure. What's going to be the next huge leap that we see?
I think the next fundamental change, and, you know, you can burn me an effigy if you'd like, but next fundamental change is social. And I don't mean like Facebook. I mean a game that is aware of itself in a social context. So let me give you an example. Take the Tiger Woods game, the newest Tiger Woods game from EA, okay, EA Sports. This game You can start on your Xbox 360. You can play it on your phone. Then when you get to work, you can play it on your browser. And then when you get back home, you can finish the same game on your Xbox. And right. the game persists across all those devices. And like, I think the idea of a 10-foot experience or a 2-foot experience, like that's going to go away. And the expectation is going to be, I want to take this experience everywhere I go, and I want to share that experience with my friends.
Right. And
the people that can do that the best are going to win.
And do you know who's doing that the best right now? And I know you hate it. I know you hate what I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
Dude, it's On Live. That's the company that's making the biggest strides in that direction. I don't know why you are just forever poo-pooing On Live.
Listen, On Live's technology is poised to take advantage of exactly what I'm talking about, but I haven't seen it. There's
nothing
they've
got
there.
You can watch replays on the iPad, all right? That's the first step. I know it's not gaming, you know, On Live gaming on your iPad, but it's the first step. And I think we will see it happening.
I think, listen, I agree with you that OnLive is a really cool technology. I think, you know, streaming your game to different consoles, it's really cool. But, you know, what it encourages is ports. It's like, okay, well, we can stream the same video feed to all these devices, so we're going to dumb down the game to the lowest common denominator. That's bad. What you want is a custom-tailored experience on each device that is perfectly suited for what you're running it on. And it has to have that social component. Like, you know, the Call of Duty, the Call of Duty 10 or whatever, needs to pull from your friends list to name all the soldiers on your squad or whatever. Like, it's got to be aware of the people playing the game that you know and how you're interacting with the game and how you're interacting with those people that are playing the game. That's important.
Well, see, here's where I think that idea fails for me. I don't have any friends, so I wouldn't be able to take advantage of any of these technologies, even if I wanted them.
Your squad would be Johnny Walker. It'd be Boone's Farm.
Mix them together. Nothing like Johnny Walker and Boone's Farm. Just start my Sunday morning off right.
Coors Light, Colonel Coors.
And dude, I only drink... Let me tell you what I drink. This is a secret just for you live stream listeners. You want Northern Light Canadian whiskey. It is awful. You drink it, you feel the pain of Earnhardt. It's a good one. Okay, so is there actually any details in this PS4 announcement, or is it just speculation?
It's pretty much speculation. I mean, the only tidbit that this article is built around is that Sony said we're working on it. Of course they are. And there's a lot of money being developed being dumped into R&D, and a large portion of that is for the NGP, the next generation portable. But I'm sure a substantial portion of that also is for the PS4.
Right. You know what I want? I want brain games. When are we going to get those?
You mean like you have a coax jack in the back of your head?
I mean,
like,
okay, obviously this is science fiction, but I mean, it's going to happen at some point, right? I mean, it can't be so hard.
The eventuality of that, I'm going to take it one step further. I don't want just brain games. I want brain sex games. Whoever can deliver that to me is going to... That they're gonna make a kajillion dollars. Seriously.
Oh man! But what if like we're already in a game, right, dude?
Exactly.
The world is a game right now. Shit. What? Sony posts a $3.17 billion loss as the PlayStation division sees a $434 million profit. So. Sony made now, when you first read it, sounds like they've lost money. Sony is not losing money. They're making money hand over fist, but not making as much money as they did, I believe, in the same quarter last year. They made 259 billion yens, Y-E-N-Z, that's a plural yen. Basically, so their numbers are still strong, but weakened, and certainly, I don't know if the, PlayStation Network debacle has had much of an impact on these numbers. Probably not so much, but yeah, it seems like any bad news coming out of Sony is not helping them at this point.
Well, I heard a little bit about this on Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl, because Wade Miller's smart and listens to NPR on the way back.
Well, here's your smart award.
Here's my smart award. And they were saying like a lot of it is the hacking thing, but a lot more so than that is the earthquake has really. Disrupted their infrastructure quite a bit, So I think a lot of Japanese companies, especially the real big ones, are hurting more so than they thought they were going to be because of that.
Now, let's see. So not only, but let's see, their numbers are down, but also, Wemiller, don't you have a story about NGP? Something about the specs on it.
Yeah. So more bad news out of Sony. The NGP specs.
You know, maybe I should go ahead and roll out. I got a secret treat for you this week. There's been so much bad news coming out of Sony that I took it upon myself to make the official bad news from Sony song.
Oh, well, okay. I
made it in about 30 minutes, so it's not great. But if it features all your favorite quotes.
We're not about cutting corners to rush a product to market, and we're certainly not interested in conventional thinking. We must take risks to reap the rewards. 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 We sent a message. The message was clear. We sent a message. The message was clear. PlayStation 3 is incremental upgrade. PlayStation 3 is incremental upgrade. $599 US.
$599 US. This goes on for like hours.
I don't know why that resonated so much with
I was ripping the clip off of YouTube today, and that's from 2006.
Like, yeah, like we still remember that for some reason. Like that shocked us so much.
Anyway, if I get a little less lazy, I'll make a longer version and throw it in the feed. But
that was pretty good. I like that.
It's really just nothing but bad news out of Sony all this week, and basically this whole year has been bad news from Sony. What's happening with the PSP 2, NGP 3?
All right. Well, when Sony announced the NGP, they essentially said like this thing is going to be just as powerful as the PlayStation 3 that you all know and enjoy. They said, "Oh well, it's gonna have 512 megs of RAM," and then that went down to 256. Now it's down to 128. Operating system footprint had to be scaled down, and like I don't know, there are a couple specs on this that got reduced. Essentially, I don't think that's that big of a deal. I mean, this system, it's a handheld, right? You can cut some corners and still get the same kind of fidelity.
I don't know.
You're not going to be hooking this thing up to an HD TV and watching it.
I don't know. Whenever I hear about things like this, I always get really sad because I always think, what if? I read a story about the Kinect, and the Kinect used to have like two somethings in it. Let's call it two processors, like a processor inside of it. And they cut that out to save money, make it cheaper. But if they had that, they could have had one-to-one, like there's no delay, no lag. When you move, the resolution would have been double. And you think, man, maybe the Kinect wouldn't just be this little gimmick thing. It would be something really powerful, and it wouldn't just be shit like it is now. Again, I guess I shouldn't shit on the Kinect too much because we haven't seen what they're planning for this year at E3. But you can't help but say, man, that it could have been a lot better. And they cut the specs on it, and now it's not.
That's true. But you know, when they had the first initial buzz for this thing, I wasn't really convinced. I mean, when you say this is going to be like the PlayStation 3, that's impossible. I mean, the PlayStation 3 has eight SPUs and a PPU. Like, you're not going to fit those things into a handheld device. It's just impossible. Like, the cell architecture won't fit in there, and that's the thing that makes the PlayStation 3 good. Not the RAM, not the video card. It's the cell processors that make the thing fast. And so when they said that, you know, I'm not believing that anyway.
When you said PPU, I'm really hoping that stands for portable penis unit.
It is. It does. It does stand for that.
Teledildonics is on the way.
I'm serious. They got eight of them in the PS Triple. I mean, come on. So anyway, you know, this doesn't really surprise me. I mean, I don't really care if this thing has 512 megs of RAM or 128. It doesn't really matter. I think the games are still going to look awesome on it. It's a small screen. Look at the you know, iPhone, right? That's got a fraction of what this thing will probably have. And the games look great on that. I don't really care.
Well, you forget they got an uphill battle, you know, that they are fighting against the iPhone. And if they want, you know, graphics to be the edge that they have over it, because certainly that's what they're going to, because Apple every year revs their, I mean, they can, you see what I'm saying? It won't be too many years before Apple has surpassed them, right? I mean,
That's true. Like, I look at, like, Infinity Blade, and that shit looks awesome. So, you know, eat that, PS3.
You are such an Apple fanboy. I swear to God. Such an Apple fanboy.
It's me sucking that dick. That Apple dick.
That Apple dick. Mmm. Just like Mama used to make.
You know, I argue with TK about this. Like, TK, I swear to God, every day at work, I'm in the zone, right? I'm like, I'm cranking on some code or something. And TK will be like, ooh, look at this phone that I just found. This Windows 7 phone. Talk to me about these phones. I'm like, dude, if it's not an iPhone, I don't give a shit about it. I just don't, okay? I don't care what it does. I just don't care. Look.
I agree.
It's like, you know, if they could, like, scan my brain and look at the parts of it that are firing, it's probably the same parts that, like, really devout Christians or, you know, whatever, religious
what?
People. The same
what
parts
the fuck
of their
are
brain
you talking
fire.
About?
It's like, it's a cult. You know, like, the devotion that we have or that I have personally to these products is irrational. Like, he's talking to me about phones that do these incredible things. I don't give a shit because it doesn't have an Apple logo on it. And I will, like, vehemently defend that position
right, you
until
know,
I
you,
die.
You know that it's absurd and shouldn't exist, but you can't do anything.
But I don't care. I don't care.
Well, speaking about things that I don't care about, Alone in the Dark. Oh, my
really?
God.
Really, we're going there?
No, yeah, we're going there. Strap on your Alone in the Dark pants, because shit's about to get real. Now, get this. Here's what blows my mind, okay? It's another Alone in the Dark re-release, okay? How many times have they revved Alone in the Dark? Dozens. Okay, because the original one was like a 1990s PC game, if memory serves me right. I remember I got that game. I was maybe 8 when I got that game, 8 or 10, something like that. It was too scary. If you didn't push that cabinet in front of the window, you got eaten by a wolf in like 10 seconds into the game. I don't even know how to move, and I'm getting eaten by wolves. Anyway, here's what blows my mind about this story. This is they're planning on re-releasing Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare. Now, you might say, what's The New Nightmare? That's the 2001 remake of Alone in the Dark. So, yes, we have a remake of a remake. Is this the first time this has ever happened?
Wait, what?
We have a series. Okay, it started in the 90s. They remade it and made two or three games from 2001 to 2003. And now they're re-releasing that 2001 game. I do not understand. Was that even a good game? Did that game even sell? Alone in the Dark, New Nightmare? I figured it was a flop.
I don't even remember when that came out or what it came out on.
It came out on PlayStation 1? PlayStation 1 in the year 2000. 2001. I'm pretty sure. It might have been PlayStation. No, I don't think it was PlayStation 2. Yeah, it was PlayStation 1. But my point is, it's a remake of not even a good remake. It's a remake of a shitty remake of a game that wasn't even that good to begin with. Where does this end? Are we going to remake, I don't know, what's like a shitty, are we going to remake Turok 3 Rage Wars?
I can only hope.
Man, there were a lot of, man, games used to suck.
There was a period there. When, like, that transition to 3D was rough.
Like, yeah. Like, there are a few games that I'm proud of from that time period. I guess, like, nothing. I got nothing. But then again, are we in that same transition period now, perhaps? Oh, we got to go to 3D or, you know, brain scan.
No, I really don't think, like, the 3D transition is even happening yet. I mean, there are only three games that even do it.
Oh, there's more than that. I mean, there's a dozen or so that do it now.
But here's the thing about 3D, like 3D in my TV, 3D. It's easy to do. Like, you don't have to change the game at all, unless you're going to do, like, some head-tracking bullshit, which we can't do currently, unless, I guess, the Kinect may be able to do it. But what I'm saying is, like, the jump from 2D to 3D was so dramatic in terms of how we had to change the way we design games. The jump from a 3D flat TV to a 3D in my TV is not so dramatic. We just render twice and put, you know, one on one eye.
Yeah, what?
On
it's a how far? Like a half inch apart? Done. Like we made 3D.
Stereoscopic. You just render stereoscopic images and that's it. I don't think that's such a fundamental thing. Like, bringing back to my other point, I think the more fundamental shift is toward a more socially aware, and not only socially aware, but behaviorally aware video game. One that's aware of the devices you have and the cloud and all that bullshit.
All right.
That's where it's going.
Well, anyway, so this was listed on the ESRB, so it's probably no specific details yet, but Jesus. Especially after that last Alone in the Dark, that was so bad. Oh, did you play that one? Oh, I don't even remember the name of it. It was like, I think it was just called Alone in the Dark. It was like maybe
Blake,
08.
Come on, Blake.
Have you played anything? Tell me anything. A game. Name any game.
I played Dead Tape. Dead Tape 1. I also bought L.A. Noire and played that for 20 minutes.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that last week. And, speaking of which, how did you enjoy my video review?
Oh, yeah. Where's that at?
Well, technically, this file, I said Friday, and this file won't post till next week. So everybody's already enjoying it, William. You must not have checked it out yet.
Okay. Well, listen, if that's the case, I will own up to that. And I'll say congratulations, Blake Buck, for coming through in the clutch as you do consistently.
Yeah, just you wait, Henry Higgins.
It's not the case.
Which that's totally not going to happen.
You're a fucking idiot, and I called it.
I'm just going to make something really shit just to... It's just like 10 seconds. L.A. Noire, good, and then that'll be the end of the video just to get you.
No, you're not.
Not even doing that. All right, you got any more news for us, Sweet Miller?
I don't think so. I will say, though, that the pre-E3 event happened this week. This is when E3 brings in a whole bunch of people to play the games for the judges and for press and all this stuff. And Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning got played, and it got very good press. So check that out. I posted a couple links in the forum for you guys to look at. My tape.
Yeah, well, check out my tape coming out, too. It's called Blake's Video. Damn it.
You got a tape coming out. It's called Burger Quest.
Oh, that's right.
That's also getting heated up. I put in an ass slide last night. Looks awesome.
Look, hide that power.
TK for the art there. Yes, and Animu girl. Like, Blake Buck, you hate Animu, right? So there's now an Animu character that you can kill in this game.
Good. I also hate women, so it sounds like double.
A woman too. So if you, oh my God. So Dave came over the other day. We had sort of a design powwow about Burger Quest. We were thinking about how to make a puzzle game out of Burger Quest, which we decided not to do, but we had this great idea. A platformer that's a puzzle game built on Blake Thin, Blake Fat, and Blake Drunk. Right? So Blake Thin attracts women, and there are women in the level. And so they'll walk toward Blake Thin. They run away from Blake Fat. And then when you're Blake Drunk, the entire level inverts. So it flips upside down and the gravity changes. And so we designed all these puzzles and stuff for this. It was funny. We may make another Burger Quest 2 or something, Burger Quest puzzle,
with
that mechanic, because it was funny.
You know, while we got this on the mind, I got a tale from Team Blake Drunk that happened the other day.
Uh-oh.
So I wake up yesterday. I am naked on my couch with all of my doors and windows open. And I live in a very populated part of, like, you can definitely see in my house. I don't remember, because I went to see this DJ who's playing in Oxford. And so I got my clothes on, right? Later that day, I was trying to piece together what happened. I was like, well, I guess I just had a fun time. Then I went and looked at my phone. And it was amazing. I had, for whatever reason, I thought it was a great idea to record video. And so I missed this concert because I was just blackout drunk, but I recorded almost the entire thing. And I got to watch it later. But sadly, there were still some parts of the night that were not accounted for. And so last night I went to the bar with a friend of mine, and I go to my favorite bar here in Oxford, and I look at the I walk up, and there's this big pane of glass out front that has just been smashed, like with it's been cracked, and there's spiderweb veins going everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck happened here? I go in the bar. Everybody's mad at me for some reason. Like, Blake, you're going to show up here after what you did last night? And I don't know if you know this. If you don't remember it happening, it did not happen. That's a legal defense right there. So I'm not drinking for at least another 2 hours. Anyway, getting back on subject. In fact, this is what did it to me. Never play Mortal Kombat before you go out, because it's like we're gonna do a shot every time one of us successfully does a fatality, because it's very rare. NetherRealm head Ed Boon has said all the pre-order DLC will be made available for pay, and they've got a trailer coming out in a few days. So I guess if you bought Mortal Kombat at like Best Buy, you got one collectible outfit. GameStop, you got another one. They've wised up, and they're like, oh, well, if you want all of them, just pay us some money and you get them all.
In a way. So did you break the window with your head?
Look, I had moved on, all right?
That would happen?
See, they question, like, they're like, Blake, how can you not remember? And I was like, I thought he was fucking with me, right? I thought the window's broken. Oh, here comes Blake, the village drunk. Let's pin this on him. Everybody gets a laugh. But then I sat there and I stared at it for a minute, and I thought to myself, I don't remember breaking the window, but I do remember standing outside right there thinking, oh shit. So it probably was me. Anyway, I'm trying to get back on task here. This new DLC, they don't have a date for it. Oh, wait, is this the date? Probably in a week or two. I can't imagine that it's going to take them to, because it seems like all this content is already done for this Mortal Kombat pack. They just have to release it. But what do you think about that, Wayne Miller, of like a game has this pre-order stuff and you can get some of the pre-order stuff and then they charge to get all of it? Do you think that's kind of a shady, shitty thing to do, to just like milk money out of customers? Or do you think, oh, well, if you want the total package, blah, blah, blah. Because LA,
under what circumstances do you break a window? Like, were you angry? Did you get into a fight?
Right, like, I don't know. You know what happened to me the other day? I come out of my house, and my two neighbors across the street are sitting in their lawn on some lawn chairs. And, I mean, I don't see these guys very often, you know, and I don't really hang out with them that much. But they were like, hey, Blake, how you feeling today, buddy? I don't remember hanging out with them. Oh, yeah, I bet you're feeling pretty good today. It's like, I don't even want to know what we did when we interacted. I don't need to know.
Let's just have sex with them.
Well, I can't say that's not impossible.
Not going to rule that one out.
Right. But, okay, I'm trying to, like, L.A. Noire, for instance, has these exclusive missions, and do you think that's cool for them to re-release the pre-order missions as DLC?
Well, I mean, entitlements, like, the entitlements you get for pre-ordering or from buying from GameStop or whatever, like, usually that content is just kind of aesthetic. Right.
Sometimes, well, in LA, with,
I mean,
LA,
sometimes, but
with LA Noire, it's like it's a whole case and whatnot.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Like, it's a substantial piece of content that would otherwise not be available to you. I don't know. I think if if you release it and the incentive as the entitlement incentive is just to get it early, then re-releasing it a couple months later is okay. But man, they did it quick.
Well. We're talking about Mortal Kombat here, and this is Mortal Kombat's been out since April 19th, so I guess it's over a month. I mean, it's not so quick. It's not like, oh, day afterwards.
I guess all the people that are going to, I mean, GameStop has probably already, like, cut the price by, 2/3 or something. And so I guess it's like a tent pole kind of deal. You know, we're gonna tent pole it with throwing this stuff in. No big deal, right? Because they already got the content. They might as well.
I think they're gonna cover it up for me.
What, with some tape?
No, they're just not gonna tell anybody. Because I drink there so much. All right, it's time for judgment. Oh no, we gotta do releases first. It's time for releases.
All right, this week in releases, we got The Sims 3 Generations. This is just another Sims game. We got Hunted, The Demon's Forge for Xbox 360 and PS3. Hunted, The Demon's Forge is a cooperative action game pitting you and your partner against waves of enemies.
Ooh, original. Man, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I'm done with medieval fantasy. Maybe that's why, I mean, William Miller, I do often... I like to mock your game just because you love it so much and it makes you angry. But generic fantasy, I'm looking at screenshots for Hunted Demon's Forge here. It's like I've played a dozen games that look exactly like this.
Yeah, I get you. And you know, I sort of have an ambivalence to the genre myself. And I like my game for other reasons.
Okay.
Like, you know, like the setting. Sure, it's got elves, you know, it's got all that fantasy stuff. If you dig in there, it is pretty unique in the story and the setting and all that. But on the surface, you know, it looks like Fable or whatever.
Right.
But what really sold me on that game is an entirely different set of criteria.
Wait, you're not talking about Hunted Demon's Forge, are you?
I am not.
Okay. Who made this game? About In Exile and published by Bethesda. I have no idea.
It's a Bethesda tape.
What is In Exile done? That sounds like a... What is that? I can't remember. Oh, I'm thinking of what's a Myst 4 Exile or Myst 3 Exile? Did you ever play Myst 3?
Yeah, of course. That's the one that had the, like, you could look around. It had the camera.
Dude,
you know,
did you play
panoramic.
Myst 4 though? Is other than Riven, is the best Myst game, hands down.
I haven't played Myst 4.
Oh man, it's good.
Dude, I remember playing. I played Myst 3, right? And then I spent a whole week on my computer. And at the end of that week, after slaving over the various, like, 3D, you know, primitive 3D tools that I had at the time, I cobbled together a panorama that was like that. Like, it was all gray. It had no color. And it was just, like, some shapes. I could look around. I was like, oh my God, this is, like, the coolest thing I've ever done in my entire life. I remember that, just because I saw that game. You say the fourth one?
Yeah, the fourth one. It's called I think it's called Revelations, or maybe that might be the fifth one. Fifth one's all right. Fourth one's good. But, oh, they got, you know, Riven is on the phone now, the Myst 2 Riven on the phone.
Yeah.
And, I play it, but, you know, I don't want to sound crude. Usually I play a game when I'm taking a shit. I mean, it's one of those games that, I mean, I'm not going to be like, man, hang on, Mortal Kombat or L.A. Noir. I gotta sit on my phone and play Riven. But you see what I'm saying? Like, that's a game you gotta write stuff down. And I'm taking a shit. I can't write things down. I'm never gonna get through it.
I think it's a good game, especially Myst. Like, I played Myst enough times where I could play that game on the toilet. Like, I remember the puzzles enough. I kind of know where I am. But I think if you were to introduce a totally new sort of Riven-like game, having never played it before, it would be a terrible, terrible mobile game. But just because of that, like, the continuity of play gets broken because your shit is done, you know?
That's where the fun ends, when your shit is done.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm looking at releases here by this company, In Exile, and they are all garbage. The Impossible Quiz 2, Platform Racing 3, Fantastic Contraption 2.
Hey, those games could have been good. You shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
all right?
If they had been good, I think one of us would have heard of them ever once.
I think we need to give developers a benefit of the doubt.
You must. Right? I'm sorry, you must be drunk. Dude, the point of the show is we shit on things. That's all we do. You've forgotten the number one tenement.
I'm just saying, man. Somebody made those games. That's their livelihood. So you play them before you shit on them.
Mm, I can. Also on releases, we've got BlazBlue Continuum Shift 2 on the PSP and looks like 3DS. Dawn of Fantasy coming out on something. It's a RTS. And Black Ops Escalation is finally making its way to PS3. And there you have it. That's this week's releases. Let's go to Judgment. All right, I guess I'll do Mortal Kombat for you. Got anything for Judgment?
Do you have to pay for it?
Mortal Kombat?
The window. Do you have to pay for the window?
I want to tell you the answer to this, but I mean, we're a live stream. Who knows what Craig Reed will do with this audio? I'll text you. How do I text on Skype? Here we go. Oh no, but he'll get it too. No, Jester William. Wow, it sounds really bad when I type it out.
Come on, send it. Come on.
I did. Everything's fine, okay? Situation handled.
Okay, well, for our audience out there, he wrote that I paid the bartender off with sex. So, it's completely plausible.
All right, so this week on Judgment, we're talking about... We've already kind of mini-judged
this. You need to clean yourself up.
No, it's not like it sounds. It's not like it sounds.
Seriously, you need to clean yourself up. I'm gonna commit your ass. This shit has gone too far. You're committing property damage. You're throwing your entire body through windows when you're drunk. You're paying off said window with sex. I mean... What happened to you, Blake Buck?
Your ass used to be beautiful, man.
You made great music. Now look at you.
Don't worry. Everything's what great. When I get this video review up, everything will be fine.
I'm glad I don't have to see you every day. Then I'd actually feel sorry for your ass.
Yeah, it's like watching a heroin user on TV. It's like, oh, yeah, that sucks for him. Anyway.
Because
right. What else is mediated on VH1?
I just hear you through my headphones, and that's because of the mediation there. I am disconnected from you as another human being. You're just a joke.
Right.
Like, I can make jokes on the show.
I cry myself to sleep sometimes. Mortal Kombat, we've not done a full review yet, and there's not really much to say because it's just going to mirror what we've already kind of talked about it, but I've had Bimba got this for me for my graduation, speaking of getting my life together, when I graduated from college.
What you don't understand is that college held you together. What are you going to do now? Oh my God.
I've got so many bad plans, so don't worry about it. This new Mortal Kombat, fantastic. I would say hands down the finest Mortal Kombat game ever made. And that even, whoa. I'm not saying, oh, all Mortal Kombat games have been shit for the past, because there have been some standout. Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks, PS2, decent little game. Mortal Kombat Armageddon, decent little game. But this, I mean, I haven't mastered it with every character. I haven't quite beat story mode yet, but hands down, the best Mortal Kombat game ever made. It's got a large cast of characters. It's got all sorts of costumes and stuff. One of the things they pulled from Armageddon that I thought was really great is this system called the Crypt, where basically every time you do anything, you get combat coins, of course spelled with the K, meaning it's clan affiliated. And you could go to this thing called the Crypt, and there's maybe, I would say somewhere in the neighborhood of like 300 of these little Crypt things you open up, and you get a random little treat inside. Sometimes it's cool stuff like a costume unlock. Other times it's concept art or music or telling you a new fatality or something like that. So they've got a huge unlocking system. They've got the classic ladder mode where you go through and you fight about 10 dudes and you win. Then they got this story mode where you kind of watch cutscenes of the story. And, the story of Mortal Kombat has always been kind of shit because it's all over the place. And certainly it's still all over the place now, but They've sort of reined it back to the original of there's a tournament. There is a tournament of mortals where there is combat. And you have to fight, you know, the Nether Realm or Night World or whatever the evil place is. And, I mean, it's the story that you transition seamlessly from the cutscenes into the fights themselves. And there's a lot of variety. You play with all the different characters. I haven't played online much yet because I suck so bad. Dude, I was playing on... I had to crank it down to the easiest, like, puss setting today. Because it's like, am I going to sit here and master this game? I'm not doing it. I'll just crank down the difficulty, get my coins, and feel good about myself. Let's see. It's got all your favorite old things. You remember how back in the old tape you used to mash the buttons during the loading screen hoping you get one of them random codes?
Yeah.
They got that. And what I like is...
It's just like in NBA Jam.
Right. And what I really like is that you can just kind of randomly find them. You know, you don't have to look them up. I was just pressing buttons today. I got a code for classic music. And so instead of playing the new version, it plays the old 8-bit version of whatever stage you're on. And there's tons of cool little throwback things like that in this game. The graphics are running on Unreal, I believe. They look absolutely fantastic. The art design, I mean, I've seen some people say, oh, well, the women look ridiculous and the muscles are huge. That's what Mortal Kombat is. Okay, Mortal Kombat is this hyper-ridiculous, over-the-top thing. For someone to be like, well, I believe that Sonya Blade's breasts were too large in this version. that's what it's about. It's stupid. Honestly, I mean, other than the fact that I suck at it and I suck at all fighting games, and I wish I was better, I can't think of anything to knock this game for. It's got all the content. I would say maybe not better than the originals, but certainly on par, and the best... No, it's still hands down best Mortal Kombat game of all time. Done. Thumbs up. Oh. Blam.
That's intense. That's a glowing recommendation.
Oh, as soon as I find something I don't like about it, there's got to be something.
Does it have Jax? Favorite?
Yeah, it's not only got Jax, but it's got, you know, because Jax had the robot arms in like 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. But they even have like classic versions of some characters, like how they looked in 1 rather than like 2 or 3. So there's.
I didn't think Jax was in 1. I think he was only in 2.
Yeah, he was.
Started in 2.
Jax was in. Was he? Oh man, now I gotta know.
No, dude, he was in 2 to start with. He wasn't in 1. The cast of characters in the first one is very small.
Yeah, you're right. No, I think you are right. Yeah, you're right. Oh yeah, he's right. He's always had the robot arms. Oh, damn it! Damn it, William Miller.
An idiot. How about you go break another window?
Would you stop? I am trying to move on with my life.
I cut deep.
surely there's something I don't like about it. It's hard. Don't like that. yeah, that's my main complaints against it are just kind of against the fighting genre in general.
Yeah. The accessibility is a little high.
Well, I would still say because, okay, when I play with there's such high level of Mortal Kombat. I think that they assume... I guess I'm coming from the most casual perspective where it's like me and 3 drunk friends are mashing buttons and then hitting start to look up the fatality at the end and trying to get it. And that's another thing. You do get all the moves listed rather than, you know, having to print them off or grab your Electronic Gaming Monthly and sneak it into the arcade with you. So yeah, thumbs up. Mortal Kombat, if you're even remotely into fighting games or Mortal Kombat, you are an idiot for not buying this already. Let's see. We've only been going for about 44 minutes. I know you got to go soon. Do we have anything for discussion this week? Because let's just skip feedback because we don't have too much.
Yeah, I'm flying out to California tomorrow. I got to pack.
All right. Here's
any listeners in the Bay Area. I will be there. Do not find me.
Let's just take a little quick discussion, William. How do I get my life together? Tell me now. I'm waiting.
Well,
no. I have to murder TK. That's my new life mission.
He's spamming helpful suggestions into the box.
What is something we can do for discussion? Come on, something quick, because we've only gone for about 40 minutes. What's something just tiny we can do?
I want to go back to this window. Actually, no, I don't want to do that. I want to go back to this, to your car. So the reason we didn't record on Wednesday is because Blake Buck had this fancy dinner. First of all, what is Blake Buck doing at a fancy restaurant?
Dude, it was so dumb. You have to wear like nice clothes when you go out to eat at nice places.
Exactly.
What is that?
Right. So Blake Buck is at this fancy restaurant. Then the storm rolls in. Uh-oh. Fancy restaurant is stuck with Blake Buck for at least an hour. Can't leave. I don't know whether they had y'all crowded in the kitchen or something, hunkered down. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I can just tell that everybody was uncomfortable because of your presence.
Well, I'm in my dress clothes, and you know I'm sweating. Ain't no way I'm not.
I just have flashbacks to our winter formal. It was winter, for Christ's sake.
Like, you need to be bringing these skeletons out. This isn't bring Blake's fucking skeletons out the closet episode.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. But, okay, so we have the tornado that hits, okay? Blake Buck emerges. Now, this is not the first tornado Blake Buck has been in. I've been in one with him. We're veterans of tornadoes, as it were.
Veterans meaning you didn't die.
Yeah, right. We didn't die the last time we were in one. So he comes out at the restaurant dressed in his nice clothes. And there's there's a goddamn tree on his car.
Look, it wasn't that bad, all right?
I'm just laughing at your misfortune, that's all. I know it wasn't bad.
Hey, look, I climbed through the side door, pulled out. I was fine. But what sucked is that I had to roll down the window to get in the car, right? Because all the fucking limbs were on the tree. And then I back out. And so I'm driving away. But I guess when I got in the car, because the leaves were kind of falling into the car, I'm driving my car. This big fucking, like, tree beetle flies in my fucking face. Almost drive off and murder myself on the side of the road. It was bad. Yesterday was not a day for podcasting. Anyway, this show has just devolved into shitting on Blake, which is not so unusual. So if you got any feedback for us, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. Call the listener line 845-BATTLE-9. Let's see, we got anything else?
I think so.
Oh, there we go. All right, well, I guess that's from... do we want to do live feedback?
No. No. We don't want
to
do any of that.
No, we don't. Yeah, we sort of ran the, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we had a test of the live feed. We'll see how it turned out, and maybe we'll have an announcement about the first official live show next week, so you guys listen in for that. I'm obviously with the Best Damn Podcast Ever. I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
And we'll check you guys next time.
And you are not making a goddamn video.
Shut up. That's all I've got left.
You're hanging on by thread, Blake.
Oh, God, it's big. You wanna, let's listen to this again. That's all I've got.
That was good. That was good, Blake.
Shut up, fucking piece of shit.